I like things my way. My coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the VivGuard Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VivGuardMyWay.com. That's V-Y-V-G-A-R-T MyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about VivGuard Hytrulo, brought to you by Argenix.
What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, it's Tony Bruschi. When you're not enjoying our haunting episodes of The Grave Talks, I invite you to check out our true crime and disaster podcast, Dark Side of Wikipedia, with new episodes every Monday and Tuesday. Just search Dark Side of Wikipedia wherever you download podcasts. Now, here's a 15-minute preview of a recent episode of Dark Side of Wikipedia. He rained terror on the residents of Long Island for nearly 20 years. A man with no name, no face, and no identity. But has any new evidence come forward that may finally put a nail in the coffin of the mysterious figure who took the lives of up to 16 innocent people? What was his motive? And where is he today? The Long Island serial killer. His story today on the Dark Side of Wikipedia.
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into a reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is the Dark Side of Wikipedia.
The Long Island serial killer, also referred to as Lisk, the Gigolo Beach Killer, or the Craigslist Ripper, is an unidentified suspected serial killer who is believed to have murdered 10 to 16 people over a period of nearly 20 years, mostly prostitutes, and their bodies in areas on the south shore of Long Island, New York. The victims are found along the Ocean Parkway near the remote beach towns of Gilgo and Oak Beach in Suffolk County, in the areas of Jones Beach State Park in Nassau County. The remains of four victims were found in December of 2010, while six more sets of remains were found in March and April of 2011. Police believe the later sets of remains predate the four bodies found in December of 2010. On May 9, 2011, authorities surmised that two of the newest sets of remains might be the work of a second killer. On November 29, 2011, the police stated their belief that one person is responsible for all 10 deaths. They also had concluded that the case of Shannon Gilbert, an escort who disappeared before the first set of bodies was found, was not related. It's clear that the area around Gilgo Beach has been used to discard human remains for some periods of time, said Suffolk County District Attorney Thomas Spoda. Police investigation. In May of 2010, Suffolk County police were searching for Shannon Gilbert, a 24-year-old woman from New Jersey, who was working as an escort and was reported missing on May 1st of that year. She was last seen in the Oak Beach area after she ran from a client's house where her driver, Michael Pack, was waiting outside. In December 2010, a police officer and his dog on a routine training exercise discovered the first body, the skeletal remains of a woman in a nearly disintegrated burlap sack. The discovery led to a search, and three more bodies were found 2 days later in the same area on the north side of the Ocean Parkway. Suffolk County Police Commissioner Richard Dormer said, "Four bodies found in the same location pretty much speaks for itself. It's more than a coincidence. We could have a serial killer." A few months later, in late March and early April 2011, four more bodies were discovered in another area off the parkway near Oak Beach and Gilgo Beach. Suffolk police expanded the search area up to the Nassau County border looking for more victims. On April 6, Detective Lieutenant Kevin Smith of the Nassau County Police Department said that his office will further explore and investigate any criminal activity which may be in close proximity to the recently discovered human remains found in Suffolk. Smith also said that Nassau County Police would be coordinating with Suffolk County and New York State Police on the investigation. 5 days later, the search for more bodies began in Nassau County. An additional set of partial human remains was found, as were a separate skull, bringing the potential total number of victims found since December to 10. On April 22, two human teeth were found about a foot from the skull. On June 16, 2011, Suffolk County Police raised a reward from $5,000 to $25,000, the largest offered in the county's history, for information leading to an arrest in the Long Island murders. On September 20, police released composite sketches of two of the unidentified victims whose remains were found in March and April, an Asian male and Jane Doe number 6, as well as photos of jewelry found on the remains of a female toddler and her mother, found on April 4th and 11th, respectively. The toddler's mother was reported as one of the sets of remains found in Nassau County on April 11th. Also on September 20th, police revealed that the second set of remains found in Nassau County on April 11th matched two legs found in 1996 in a garbage bag that had washed up on Fire Island. As of September 22nd, 2011, the police had received over 1,200 tips via text, email, and phone since the beginning of the investigation. On November 29, 2011, police announced that they believed one person is responsible for all 10 murders, and the person is almost certainly from Long Island. The single killer theory was related to common characteristics among the condition and forensic evidence related to the bodies. On December 13, 2011, police announced that the remains of Shannon Gilbert were found in a marsh about half a mile from where she had disappeared. A week earlier, they had found some of her clothes and belongings at the same vicinity. Police believe that Gilbert accidentally drowned after stumbling into the marsh. Her mother disagrees. Gilbert was last seen banging on a residence door and screaming for help before running off into the night. Gilbert made a 911 call that night saying she feared for her life. On December 10, 2015, Suffolk County Police Commissioner Tim Sinai announced that the FBI had officially joined the investigation. The day before, former Police Commissioner James Burke, who resigned in October, had been indicted for alleged police brutality and other issues. He was said to have blocked FBI involvement in the Lisk cases for years. Spokesperson for the FBI confirmed their official involvement. The FBI had previously assisted in the search for victims, but was never officially part of the investigation. On September 12, 2017, Suffolk County Prosecutor Robert Vinicalda Villa from the county's DA office announced that John Bitterolf, a carpenter from Marionville, Long Island, who was convicted in May of 2017 and sentenced in September in the homicides of two prostitutes in 93 and 94, was a suspect in at least one of the Lisk murders. Bitterolf has been linked to the 1990s murder by DNA. The police made no comment as the Lisk homicide investigation is active. In June 2019, a proposal was made to use genetic genealogy to identify the unidentified victims and possibly a killer. So here we are, Dark Side of Wikipedia. If you like our program and you want access to all of our episodes, advanced episodes, all commercial free, final chapters, all the extra stuff we like to give to our supporters, please become one of them. Patreon.com/Dark Side of Wikipedia is the place to do just that. And we thank you in advance for that support. It's Tony and Sean with you on today's episode of the program. Long Island serial killer. This is one of those where it's not from way back in 1978. It's not from 88. It's not from 93. We're talking last 10 years where a lot of this went down.
That is very scary that things like this still occur. All too often we talk about that over the last 10 to 15 years, kind of these serial killer or multiple victims has slowed down quite a bit due to surveillance and people not being able to kill multiple people. What I find very interesting is a police officer and his dog on a training exercise came across the first body. That's a very real training exercise.
Yeah, it's like where somebody accidentally loaded real bullets into the gun, you know, where it's like, oh, they're supposed to be blanks. No, they're not blanks. They're fucking real. But you came across a body.
I mean, is that just by, I mean, I know when they eventually found four bodies, said this is more than a coincidence, obviously, but you just, this happens to be the mile marker or the stretch that we're going to conduct this training exercise. And oh, look, that's not a dummy. That's a real dead body.
What are your odds?
They should go buy a lottery ticket.
That's an interesting angle. I mean, are you insinuating that maybe someone who set up the training exercises had a suspicion that maybe there was something over there, that there was some sort of knowledge that, or do you think it was just pure dumb luck?
I think that depends upon who you ask. Somebody that is a fan of conspiracy theories, how can you not?
Sure.
How can you not? But also, I would like to think that there are other, throughout the entire history of training exercises and law enforcement, you'd have to think as many people that are killed, and there's as many shrubbery and rural areas, you may or may not have discovered something else in another situation, and this is just one we're finding out about. But it's not too much of a stretch to think, okay, commander in charge, why did we pick this specific area for training, and now we're not only finding a body, but four?
And I would say I wouldn't suspect that the commander or anything had anything to do with it, but I could see it being something where it's like, look, we need to get we need to get people over here to do some investigating, and it's getting shut down and shut down and shut down. Like, no, we're not going to go explore over there. We don't have the time. We don't have the resources. Well, how the fuck can I get people over there? I know, we're going to conduct the training exercises over there, and that's how we're going to see if there's anything actually there. Kind of like, almost, you know, kind of going around whatever source may be stopping someone's hunch, and that may be the way that you get somebody there.
And that is how you can immediately go from a commander in charge being suspicious, as though that they're a suspect, to extremely smart and resourceful of, okay, you're going to handcuff me here, 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 here. Well, we're just going to go do a training, in air quotes, and finally come across what I believe we have to have a pretty warm lead that we're going to find something over there. And, oh, look, we did.
It could almost be a really bad episode of Reno 911 as well, where it's like they're over there and the officers,
I'm just looking for some ketchup for my fries.
Well, the officers,
shit,
like,
that's a dead body.
The officers that are in training really think it is all a training. And then they're like, holy shit. Oh, my God. And then, like, somebody just, like, grabs an arm and it's like, you know, got rings and shit on it and some falling off flesh. And it's like, shit, look how real this stuff looks now. They're really doing good at this. And then they, like, take a bite out of the finger, you know, just like as a joke, thinking it's going to be rubber. Like, we didn't plant any fucking bodies here. What do you mean you didn't plant any bodies here? And then they spit the finger out with a ring. And it's like, oh, my God, you found a fucking body. Like, that, and then, you know, cut to the next scene. Like, and scene.
It's interesting of how that transpired, that what would have been really weird is if you pulled up on site and there was a camera crew recording this whole thing.
Yeah. It's like, it's a new reality show about finding real bodies. These officers think they're just on a training mission. We've hidden real corpses, you know. Although I think sometimes they do hide real corpses in because there are, like, that's how they train cadaver dogs, but I'm guessing these dogs were not necessarily in training. It's probably more so training the officers on how to handle the dogs. But to train the dogs to find bodies, there's body farms for that. And that's where literally there are bodies out on these plots of land that are owned by law enforcement. and they know where they're at, but it's to train the dogs to find bodies.
Is that in the same vein of when you pass away and you donate your body to science?
I don't feel like you get a choice when you donate your body to science, if it's like it's going to go to a body farm or if it's going to go to students or what, or if it's just like, who wants the body? You know, and it's like, pick up behind the dumpster at Lowe's. There'll be a blue van and I'll trade you the rookie card for Michael Jordan for that body. And, you know, it's kind of a trade-off thing sometimes, but it's I don't know how that all works. And I don't know that I really want to know how that all works.
But how many offers do you believe in that realm funeral homes get from agencies who are looking for that, to train their officers, to train their canines? I mean, 'cause, yes, there's protocol of what you do after the funeral, and in theory, you bury loved ones, but there's got to be some alley. Hey, you want to make a quick $10,000?
That's the preview. If you want to hear the full episode, be sure to subscribe to Dark Side of Wikipedia wherever you download podcasts, and get new episodes every Monday.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Tuesday.
John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino.
Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.